Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry French. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Larry French. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting third. The catcher, Harry Danning. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Frank Demery. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Luke Iazza. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Larman. Pitching for the New York Giants, Bill Larman. And now, play ball. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack takes first base on ball four. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chiazza fields it and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to second. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Danning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel misplays the ball. That's an error on Bartel. Danning moves to third. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chiazza fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. French fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-1 in the game. Herman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Larman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larman strikes out. One out. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-1 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-1 in the game. Gallen hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demery who is chasing the ball. Reynolds reaches third base with a triple. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chiazza picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Chiazza. Reynolds scores. Russell moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-1 in the game. Gleason hits a line drive into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-1 in the game. Ott strikes out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-1 in the game. Bonura hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mancuso strikes out. One out. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 0-for-1 in the game. French hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demery. French reaches second base with a double. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-1 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0-for-1 in the game. Chiazza hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Bartel fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Bill Larman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larman is 0-for-1 in the game. Larman hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Danning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-2 in the game. Gleason hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops it up and throws to first, with French covering, for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Danning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gerges moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott hits a pop-up towards first. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-2 in the game. Bartel hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Demery, who is chasing the ball. Bartel reaches third base with a triple. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bartel scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mancuso. The throw from Danning and he is out, Jurgis applying the tag. One out. Larry French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. French strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-3 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hack moves to second. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-3 in the game. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Hack moves to third. Herman moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0-for-2 in the game. Chiazza hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Ripple pinch hits for Bill Larman. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-3 in the game. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Bartel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gleason moves to second. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mancuso hits a fly ball towards left. Moore catches it and throws to third to double up Gleason. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Jurgis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jurgis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Claude Passeau now pitching. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Danning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gerges moves to second. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-3 in the game. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Gerges moves to third. Danning moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Passeau fields it and throws to first for the out. Gerges scores. Danning moves to third. Ott moves to second. One out. It's 3-2, Cubs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Demery hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Chiazza is walked intentionally. Ken O'Day pinch hits for Burgess Whitehead. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day takes first base on ball 4. Danning scores. Ott moves to third. Chiazza moves to second. It's Cubs, 3, Giants, 3. Johnny McCarthy pinch hits for Dick Kaufman. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Slick Castleman now pitching. Alex Camporis now playing second base. Claude Passeau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Passeau takes first base on ball 4. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hack bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Passeau moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chiazza fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Hack moves to second. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards third. Chiazza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-4 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Gerges hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Danning hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 0-for-4 in the game. Gleason hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Bartel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bonura bunts towards first. Russell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Russell. Ott moves to second. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Demery hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Ott moves to third. One out. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chiazza is walked intentionally. Demery moves to second. Bob Seeds pinch hits for Alex Camporis. Bob Seeds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Seeds takes first base on ball 4. Ott scores. Demery moves to third. Chiazza moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.